Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
To go to a higher level, relatively speaking, relative to what you're used to, you got to do more than what you're used to doing. You got to perform at a level that is different from where you're used to performing. And what you're used to is equal to the comfort zone.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. You already know by now that my new book, Work on Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Business, Sports, and Life, is out. And we both know that you're an audio listener because you're listening to my podcast. How would you like to get the audio experience of my new book, Work on Your Game, completely for free? Here's how. Go to DreAllDay.com/review. That's DreAllDay.com/review to leave a review on Amazon of my book, Work on Your Game. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to me. My email's contact@DreAllDay.com. You can DM me on Instagram, send me a snap, tweet, whatever way you need to get it to me. I will reply and give you the free audiobook version of my new book, Work on Your Game. Again, go to Amazon. That's DreAllDay.com/review, or just look up my book on Amazon if you prefer. Leave a review of the book. Take a screenshot of your review. Send it to me, contact@DreAllDay.com, or DM me or snap me or @reply me. I will give you the audiobook completely for free. You're already listening to my podcast every day. If you haven't read the book yet, you don't have the physical or the digital, so you don't know what to say, say something about my podcast. Say something about some way that I have provided value to you in your life. Leave that as the review. Screenshot it. Send it to me, contact@DreAllDay.com. The link again, DreAllDay.com/review to review my book, Work on Your Game. Screenshot it, send it to me. You get the audiobook for free. One more time. That's DreAllDay.com/review. Let's get to it. You need this book in your life. Work on Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Business, Sports, and Life. Audiobook is yours. All you got to do is leave that review. DreAllDay.com/review. You are tuned in now to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of this, you're going to become a go-getter with that go-getter energy that makes things happen instead of waiting for things to happen, that personal initiative. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is the power of the human will. Power of the will, defined as determination and strength of character. Now, on the heels of yesterday's episode, we talked about playing on the road. You're going to need some determination, and you're going to display your strength of character or lack thereof whenever you're playing on the road in life, when things are not set up for you, when situations seem to be somewhat or maybe a whole lot unfair, when people just seem to be dealing with you in a different way than they're dealing with somebody else. In sports, you got the refs. It seems like they're only blowing fouls for the home team. They're not giving you any calls, or people just don't seem to be paying you the proper respect, or nobody's paying attention to what you're trying to deliver to the market, but they're paying a whole lot of attention to somebody else who you think you're just as good as, or maybe even better than. You're going to need some strength of character to deal with those situations without letting your emotions get out of control and get you off your game. You're going to need determination to keep coming back to a situation when that situation hasn't really been working for you, when you've been facing a whole lot of closed doors in a certain situation. I think everyone listening to this has dealt with that before. And today's episode is about the power of engaging your will, that determination and strength of character, in order to deal with these on-the-road situations that you would deal with in life. And you could be right now in your house and dealing with an on-the-road situation, which I explained, I think, pretty thoroughly in yesterday's episode. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, then go back and listen to it so you understand what I'm referring to when I talk about that here today. So let's get right into it. Point number one, today's topic, the power of the will. Understand that will is the only thing that moves us out of our comfort zones. Everybody's heard of the comfort zone. Those are the things that we're comfortable doing, the people we're comfortable being around, the energies, the thoughts, the activities that we're used to and we're willing to be involved in because they just come automatically for us. They come habitually to us. We don't even have to think about them. The only way any person ever moves out of their comfort zone, does anything that's outside of their comfort zone, is they must engage their determination. You must engage your strength of character. It has to be some conscious thought that you make that says, I'm going to go a little bit further than I'm used to going. I'm going to try a little bit harder than I'm used to trying. I'm going to go after this situation a few more times than I'm used to going. I'm going to do one extra rep here when I'm in the gym. I'm going to do that extra mile while I'm out here running. I'm used to doing 2 miles today. I'm just going to do 3. I'm used to doing 10 today. I'm going to do 11. Those last 3 cold calls. I don't know too many people who love making cold calls. I often hear when I hear people talking about them, they hate making cold calls. So making those last 3, or maybe those last 1, or maybe the first 3 cold calls, you got to engage your will. Make yourself want to do it even though you don't really feel like doing it, or just forcing yourself to do it even while you're doing it. You still don't feel like doing it, but doing it any damn way. The only way you can move yourself to do that is by engaging your will. So anyone listening to this who you want to take yourself to a higher level, we all know the way to get to the higher level is to step outside of our comfort zones, right? We got to do something other than what we're used to. Because if it was already a higher level to do what we're used to, then it wouldn't be a higher level. Actually, that doesn't even make sense. That whole statement is oxymoronic. To go to a higher level, relatively speaking, relative to what you're used to, you got to do more than what you're used to doing. You got to perform at a level that is different from where you're used to performing. And what you're used to is equal to the comfort zone. They're synonymous. Okay? What you're used to and your comfort zone are synonyms. To go to a higher level, it has to be something that's outside of your comfort zone. And that's where you engage your will. So going to that next level, and I think everyone who listens to this podcast, work on your game. You're trying to get to another level. From wherever you are, there's another level for you to go to. I don't know exactly what that level is, but you know what it is because you can see it, and that's the reason why you're working towards it. You must engage your will. You must engage your determination. You must push yourself past what you are comfortable with, what is normal to you, what you're used to. And while that sounds relatively simple, the follow-up question that we all have to ask ourselves is, how often am I doing this? How often am I engaging my determination to do more than what I'm used to? See, what you're used to may have you in a really good space. You may be the best in your neighborhood or the best in your field or the best on your block or the best on your team or the best in your office just by doing what you're used to doing. So the question is, if you're trying to go to a higher level, not relative to what everybody else is doing, but relative to what you have been doing, are you willing to engage that determination? Engage your strength of character, engage your will to take yourself to a higher level, even though relative to the people around you, to your environment, it wouldn't even matter because you're already the best. Waking up early when you don't feel like it, that's determination. That's engaging your will. Or the time that when you wake up, you're conscious, and then you got to decide, am I going to get out of bed or am I not? Am I going to get out of bed and go to the gym? Am I going to get out of bed and go run? Or am I going to get out of bed and just get on my phone or sit down and drink some coffee or check social media? What are you going to do? Pushing yourself when you're thinking about pushing yourself. How often are you doing this? Where is the determination? Understand that even if you're really good and consistent at being really good at what you do, there's still a level that you're used to. Right? That's how you got consistent, because you're used to it. And you don't move past that level without being determined to do so. That makes sense, right? If you're not determined to move past the level that you're currently at, you're not going to do it. It's not going to just happen by osmosis. I told you that after puberty, nobody just grows by default. We all as humans, for the most part, we have basic food, clothing, shelter. We grow by default through puberty. Let's say up to age 21. After that, everybody gets older, but not everybody grows. Those are two different things. Your age goes up every day. You get a day older, but not everybody is growing and actually improving and getting better. You got to choose to do that. That will require you engaging your will, your determination. Only way to go to that extra level is engaging that. Number 2, today's topic is the power of the will, defined as your determination and strength of character. Some situations and some people will offer you resistance, which takes you to that road game that we talked about yesterday. You'll need your will, your determination to either get those people on your side or move past those people and make them irrelevant to your situation. But there will be resistance that you face in life. And I think by the point that you start listening to a podcast every day that's called Work on Your Game, you've probably dealt with some resistance in life. How about people? Can you think of some people who've offered you resistance for whatever reason? They were just antagonistic to you. They didn't like how you looked. They didn't like where you're from. They didn't like what kind of shoes you had on. They didn't like the language that you spoke. They didn't like your accent. There was something that caused them to offer you resistance. Maybe you knew what it was. Maybe you didn't know what it was. Maybe you knew, but you pretended like you didn't know what it was. How'd you deal with that resistance? Did you just give up? Did you just walk away? Did you figure out a way to get them on your side? Or did you figure out a way to just get past them? Did you go head to head with them and knock them down so you could do whatever it is you had to do to get them out of your way? How do you deal with people who have offered you resistance in the past? And how do you plan on dealing with people who are offering you resistance right now? How are you going to deal with people who do the same in the future? Do you have any techniques? Do you have the technology? Technology is just a set of techniques. Doesn't necessarily mean a phone or internet or computers. Do you have the technology to deal with people who offer you resistance? What about situations that offer resistance? You're trying to get into a certain industry, but nobody's giving you a call for a job interview, or nobody's interested in buying your product, or you started a YouTube channel and you don't have that many subscribers, you're not getting that many views to your videos. How do you deal with those situations? That's a road game that you're on. Do you have the determination to figure out, to keep trying things until you figure out how to either get that situation working for you, or to make the situation itself irrelevant, or the person themselves irrelevant, so you can still keep going in the direction that you need to be going? Point number three. Today's topic is the power of will, your determination and strength of character. Some situations and people will offer resistance to you, not because they're antagonistic towards you, not because they hate you, not because they want to see you fail, not because they have a better option than you. They offer you resistance just because they want to see how strong your will is. Or they just want to see if you have any. They want to see if you have any determination. Do you have any fight? Do you have any scrappiness? Are you willing to get down and dirty and do what you have to do in order to get whatever it is you claim to be going after? Some people just want to see how tough you are. The question then becomes, how hard can another person or a situation make it for you before you quit? What is your IQ? Everyone heard of IQ before, right? And I'm not talking about intelligence quotient. I'm not talking about a measure of how smart you are, supposedly, that test. I'm talking about your I quit. That's what the IQ stands for in this context. How far can you be pushed? How hard can the situation be? How many times can you try and fail? How daunting can the task at hand appear to you before you say, you know what, this is too much. I'm not going after this. I changed my mind. I quit. Now, I want you to understand something. From my experience, people's IQs in general are very low. Now, people's intelligence quotients usually have a nice number, comfortable, respectable, impressive. All right. But people's IQ, I quit, usually very low. All right, it's not far you got to push a person before they quit. It's not too hard that you have to make something appear before a person just throws up their hands and does nothing. It's not too hard that a situation has to be, or too much that a person needs to push another person before the person being pushed just has an emotional outburst, or they don't want to deal with it anymore, or they just pretty much give up. And all of you have seen this before. You've seen it in other people. You've seen it in people you were working with, maybe people you were working for, and maybe you've seen it looking in the mirror. Let's be real here. What is your IQ? In sports, coaches often say that they want to see what you can do and what you can't do in practice and training before you get to the games, so that they know, the coach that is, so they know what to expect from the players. All right, I know what this player can do. I know what this player can't do. All right, this player right here can't play at all, so they're not going to make the team. This player here, they could do this much, but not any more than that, so I know how I'm going to use them. This player here, they can deal with pretty much anything. I know I can use this individual. Coaches want to see that. Trainers want to see that, so they know exactly what they're working with, because everybody can't do everything. All right, every role is not for everybody. People define their roles in sports through practice, the preseason workouts, the offseason workouts, so we can see what exactly do you have, how hard can you be pushed, how far can you go before it's a little bit too much for you. So then the coach, keeping all this in mind, can strategically plan how they can use their resources, being you, the players, how can they use you as a resource based on what they know about your IQ. Point number three. Today's topic is the power of will, defined as determination and strength of character. Understand that willful people, those of you who are very strong-willed, or if you become even more strongly willed as a result of this episode, hopefully, willful people usually get what they want. When you're willful about what you want, at least, and you pick and choose what you're going to be willful about, you may not be willful about everything, but the things that are important to you, the things you're serious about, you're willful about, you usually end up getting them. And usually, the things that we're wanting, the things that we engage our will to get, usually they're things that we do actually want. We've wanted them even before we realized we had an opportunity to get them. So it's a good thing to know that engaging your will usually ends up getting you what you want. But there's a disclaimer that I got to share here, is that you got to learn when to use your will and also when not to, since whatever you do in engaging your will, whoever you deal with in engaging your will, and whatever you achieve via engaging your will, you're going to have to deal with the results of those actions. Maybe you had to deal with those people again. Maybe you're going to have to deal with the results of that action or the aftermath of those results that maybe you hadn't even calculated when you start engaging your wills. Often willful people will rush into action and go head first into a situation without really calculating all the permutations of their actions or how other people are going to respond to them or how someone who may not even be in that particular situation is watching them and measuring them and maybe plotting and scheming, strategizing to use that same will against you in the future. So this is not a tool that you should just go using in everything you do just because you heard me say it on a Work on Your Game podcast. You have to engage your wisdom here, which is your knowledge of when to use and when not to use certain skills and tools and information. This is something that you can learn through my People Skills course, which is at dreallday.com/people. Be careful that the things that you engage your will to get are things that you do actually want, because once you engage your will, if you're a strong enough willed individual, you'll probably end up with it. Now you got to deal with whatever that it is. Let's recap today's topic, which is the power of will, definition of will, determination, and strength of character. Number one, will is the only thing that moves people out of their comfort zones. That extra mile running, those last three or first three cold calls, waking up early when you don't feel like it. Even if you're very good and consistent in what you do, that's the level that you're used to. That's why you're consistent with it. In order to move past it, you got to be determined to do so. You can be very good consistently without engaging your will. The only way to get to an extra, a higher level than where you've been, relatively speaking, is via engaging the will, determining that you're going to go higher than you've been. Number two, some situations and people will offer resistance. This is when you're on a road game. You're going to need your will, your determination to either get them on your side or get past them or somehow mitigate the factor that they are in order for you to keep moving. Or, hey, do you not? And point number three, some situations and people will offer you resistance just to see how strong your will is. Not because they're against you or trying to antagonize you. They just want to see how far they can push you before you quit. In sports, coaches want to find out in preseason, what kind of players do I have? What is each player's IQ, meaning I quit, not your intelligence quotient? How far can I push each player so they know exactly what they're working with? So when the season comes, they know who to put in the game, who can play on the road, who can only play at home, who can deal with how much stress, whatever the situation happens to be. And if they find out they don't have the right mix of players, then some heads got to roll. Might be your head. Point number three. Willful people usually get what they want, and usually there are things that we do actually want. So yes, it can be a good thing to use, but you also need to be smart enough, this is the disclaimer, to understand when to use your will and when not to use your will, because whatever you do in engaging your will in order to achieve what you achieve, you're going to have to deal with the aftermath of that, whether that be a situation, whether it be a person. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
You and I both know that you don't need more information in your life. You don't need more content in your life. What you need is more structure, more systems, more processes for how to take all this information and make it into something real. That's why I created the Game Group. It is the only direct mentoring and direct coaching that I'm offering, where I take my systems, my processes, my strategies. I open up my vault and show you exactly how I do it in the business, personal development, basketball skill, and professional basketball areas. You choose your area of focus and you're going to get structured how-to systems and processes and my complete content vault, live trainings, guides, everything you need to do exactly what you're doing. Make sure you're doing it right. Avoid all the pitfalls and avoid all the mistakes. This is all part of the Game Group. Get full details and all the information you need to get started at DreAllDay.com/membership. That's DreAllDay.com/membership. All the live trainings, direct coaching from me, direct mentoring, get all your questions answered, get all your challenges addressed get the systems and processes for making sure the information you have is being applied the right way towards the goals that you have and the outcomes that you wish to achieve in the game group membership. That's at dreallday.com/membership. One more time, dreallday.com/membership. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.